Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Lorfeld. The New Testament reading for today is from Revelation 7, 1 through 17. After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth, that no wind might blow on the earth or sea or against any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, with the seal of the living God, and he called with a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm earth and sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees, until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of the sealed, 144,000, sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. 12,000 from the tribe of Judah were sealed, 12,000 from the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 from the tribe of Gad, 12,000 from the tribe of Asher, 12,000 from the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 from the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 from the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 from the tribe of Levi, 12,000 from the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 from the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 from the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 from the tribe of Benjamin were sealed. After this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and all the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. St. John sees the multitude. First, the church militant. 144,000 lined up in their numbers, 12,000 from each tribe. This is the church, those who are engaged in a great battle, a battle not against flesh and blood, but against the powers of this present darkness, the spiritual forces of this world, those who battle against Satan and all his demons, wrestling with temptation an attack on a daily basis. But they are not alone. They are together as one church, as one army, the great host of God's people. And they are led by the one who has already claimed victory over sin, death, and the devil, Jesus Christ, who has crushed the head of the serpent, who has defeated death by his death, and who now leads the way for this army, even through death, that they might live. Then John sees this great multitude that follows, a one that cannot be numbered, one from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, a multitude that is the reversal of the fall of the Tower of Babel, where the Lord scattered the peoples and confused their languages. Now he brings the nations back together as his holy Christian church, triumphant, victorious over death. You can see this in how they are clothed in white robes, pure, undefiled, with palm branches in their hands. They are the ones who have come out of the great tribulation. They cry out in a hymn of praise to their Lord and Savior. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And they say, blessing and honor and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. They sing with the whole heavenly host, as they do each Sunday, as they do each time the church gathers together with saints and archangels and all the company of heaven, as they laud and magnify the glorious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has saved us by his death and resurrection. By his blood, our sins are washed away. Our robes have been made white in the blood of the Lamb. And so they are before the throne of God. They serve him day and night, and yet they do not toil. He who sits on the throne does not stand back from them, but he shelters them with his presence. They will hunger and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world is in the midst of them, and the Lamb is their shepherd. He will guide them to springs of living water and wipe away every tear from their eyes. This is your destination. This is your salvation. The promise that is given to each and every one of the baptized who have been sealed with the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, those who have had their robes washed white in the blood of the Lamb. For in baptism you have been buried and brought forth to everlasting life in Jesus Christ. And so you join with this heavenly host in their praise of doxology for the Lamb of God who has taken away the sin of the world. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you created Adam in your image and gave him Eve as his helpmate, and after their fall into sin, you promised them a Savior who would crush the devil's might. By your mercy, number us among those who have come out of the great tribulation with the seal of the living God on our foreheads, and whose robes have been made white in the blood of the Lamb through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.